He is risen indeed. Another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3 is back in action. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, the third, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. The 3Y Podcast is all about what's going on around the latest sporting-wise in the KC area, including running. As well, this is your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate you for stopping by on this Easter Sunday. I'm recording the final day of March 31st, 2024. I almost said March 3rd. I don't know why, but March 31st, 2024. Happy Easter to everyone out there who put the time in to celebrate Easter. Obviously, of course, He is risen, the Lord, resurrected on the third day. So that's that. If you're listening to this podcast, you're listening to the podcast for the first time, appreciate you for stopping by. If you've been listening to this rebranded podcast for the last couple weeks, I appreciate the listens and the downloads. That would be much appreciated. If you like, enjoy what you're hearing today, where you listen, this will be out tomorrow night. So back to its retro original day. If you're now I lost what I wanted to say. But yeah, if you're a listener of this podcast, please do share it with other friends that are into running or love KC sports. But even though I will talk or mention a little bit some Braves in there as well, I think the Kansas City Royals are playing the Twins. I might be mistaken on that, because how I know this, because I was down in the Art District area. Of course, that's also near the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum yesterday afternoon on a run, and I saw a lot of Twins fans hover around there. So that's just my guess there. You can correct, you can DM me on the Messenger app and tell me I'm wrong on that. But I do know the Braves are playing the Phillies. That's what I do know. There as well. So baseball is fully back in swing. Opening day happened a couple of days ago. The Braves started a day later due to weather in the area up in Philadelphia there as well. And we're handling business up there as we speak. And I'm actually recording this fresh off of a debut for the, again, you can correct me on this, the Northland Group, Kansas City Run Club, Northland Group, North Kansas City, where we're close. We're about 15 minutes out from that general area, which is what I call it, North Kansas City, because we're also close to Liberty and Gladstone in that general direction over there. Wrapped up a big, it's been a couple weeks, but holy smokes, wrapped up a pretty decent mileage week. Now, of course, Rock the Parkway next week. Full recap of that. Full episode of that next week. I've been looking forward to that since last April. So that will happen. And this is actually behind the scenes right now. There's possibly going to be a first time interview on this podcast since the rebranding of this podcast, potentially. Yes, well, I'm getting the details now, so I'm not going to spill the beans on that. So stay tuned for that. And also, I know I didn't run a race this week. I was only working on mileage. Yes, or mileage week before Rock the Parkway. It shouldn't bother me too much, because yeah, I'm just gonna go off of a basic 1 week taper. Even though to me, tapering, that can be tricky. That can be tricky in a lot of ways. I know that was brought up a little bit in the KCRC 2.0 group that was part of yesterday. Some people mention it. I don't know. It's just, for me, to tapering, that can be hit and miss. I've tried it. I mean, I've spoken to some of my friends from the Manhattan Running Company group in the past as well about this, and some people okay with it, but a lot of people are in the camp or are not in favor of it. So it can be hit and miss. Particularly with the marathon, right? really, this is really focused on the marathon. I don't think for much half marathon, even in my, where I'm at wise, if where I'm at, yeah, what I'm trying to say, trying to find the right word, combination of words here, in a general state of half marathon, where I'm at right now, we'll just go roll with that. I don't think tapering matters much because, look, I mean, people like 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, you're going to run up against the same people anyways, fast, not fast. And particularly if you're in my direction area of the fast people, as they call it, the elites. Now, we're not elite, but elite, right? You're going to be running against the same people anyway. So you're kind of trying to measure yourself with the guys and gals that are in that particular group. And I know I'm going to be running against the same people. And maybe with this being is what it is, the Rock the Parkway, 15th year of this event. Last year was my very first time running this event. And as I stated on this podcast, I had a blast with this. I'm even more pumped up for next Saturday, just thinking about it. But you're going to be running against the same people anyway, because it's going to bring out the best in KC and also have some out-of-towners. Sorry, I'm going to call it what it is, that are lightning fast as well. So I don't put too much stock into that. Again, you want to be fresh as you possibly can. Now, you don't, and that too, you're trying to work with being fresh, but also you don't want to be too rusty. That's kind of a wrong word. That's kind of like baseball sense, like the stupid new formatting of the Major League Baseball playoffs. I hate it. I don't like it. With the week off, and that's particularly with the Braves, because the last 2 years, taking, 4 or 5 days off, and then you gotta get up for a team that comes in hot, and all this other stuff, and then you're dealing with a buzzsaw. So that's the only best thing I can come up with on that front, right there. Okay, so, yeah, I don't really put too much into that. Now, marathon, again, if everything lines up, and I just got done talking with the Final Four crew, which was out there due to the holiday. Again, happy Easter. I am recording this on Easter Sunday. EG3 Podcast, 3Y Podcast, Eddie Greer III here with you guys on Easter Sunday, March 31st, 2024. And he was talking about the whole taper thing. And yeah, he seems to be leaning on not the degree of the whole thing. And look, oh yeah, and he also said with tasting marathon, everything has to line up. And that's so true. Now listening to other running podcasts, listening to other stories and whatnot, everything really has to line up for you to drop the time that you're aiming, that you're shooting for, okay? So I mean, it doesn't matter how disciplined you are, even the disciplines of disciplines, it all comes down to one day. If you're not on your mind, your body ain't right on that day, despite all this training, yeah, it could be a nightmare day. It's just all the stars gotta line up just right for you to hit where you're supposed to hit. I know next weekend there is gonna be at least in our particular group anyways, a couple of first timers running their first half, which is huge for those individuals there. I'll explain more on next week's episode. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx myself. This is my second rock. This will be my second Rock the Parkway next week. So 15th year anniversary and five, a total. And this is not just half marathon by itself. Last year, a buddy of mine from the Manhattan Running Company group ran the 5K. So there is the 5K. I know Alex, my little brother Alex, ran it last year. So there is the 5K in the mix as well. But this is all beans right here. Half marathon, going to be in the mix. We'll just see what happens. I'm looking forward to see what happens. If you've been following along since the reboot of this podcast, you know where I'm what time I want to hit. I've even shared it with our little small group today. We'll see. I'm right on top of it. Pretty much there. It's time to break the using the reference of last week. It's time to break the dam. We'll see what happens there. Again, anything can happen in these half marathons. Just like marathons, anything can happen. So you just gotta just be ready, rested, ready to rock and roll. Do the things you need to do. I'm not sitting here telling you what to do. Whatever works best, you do you. I do me. You do you. Let's get after this thing together. I'm so ready to get this thing going. Again, I'm coming off of a high mileage week. I'm feeling pretty good. So there's that. And another thing here, I want to get to, obviously, I'm going to keep it short and sweet, but there's also behind the scenes, there's some possible changes coming up there. I'm not going to elaborate on too much. I'm just going to leave you the cliffhanger there. I've been really thinking about, obviously, the fall. I'm just going to share this. The fall, I'm going to be running a Chicago Marathon. I am stoked. I am stoked about this opportunity. And look, Boston's in a couple weeks, right? I've kind of, for whatever reason, I put Boston in the rearview mirror for the time being right now, right? So, yes, even though I qualified and all this other stuff, yes, a lot's changed since relocating up here to Kansas City, right? So, I put, yes, a qualified, yeah, Tulsa last fall, qualified for Boston, my fast time on a really difficult course. So, I'm putting that in the back burner right now. Now, fast forwarding, so to connect the dots here, for those of you, how you get in the Chicago Marathon, did you get, because obviously the New York, I know two people did get in via lottery of the New York City Marathon. Congratulations to y'all. Woo woo, there you go. Represent. So I already knew that somebody has to get in from this group. At least one. Well, there it is. So there's that. Let's see where it was going. Yeah, so Chicago, right? So I applied via time because somebody told me your time could probably get you into Chicago. You won't have to worry about raising charity and all that, even though people do that. A lot of runners, if they want those six stars and potentially a seventh, they do charity, right? Or if you're a celebrity, whether it's actor or athlete, you can get in that way. They still raise money for charity, though, still, though. But, okay, connecting the dots. So, Grandma's last summer, my time from Grandma's last summer, which the time I was shooting for, was it, again, the time I was really wanting, it didn't alleviate the fact that it was still a good time with the majority of the group that was from KCRC 0.1. I was up there, great time. One of my favorite times from last year was going up to Grandma's with that group there and finished completing marathon, which was number 8 at that point in time last year, right? So there's that. So a friend of mine from that particular group told me you can apply as we hear the train come through. So there you go. So he told me, look, you can apply through time. Don't wait too long. Go ahead, apply for Chicago. Your time could get you in. So I ended up doing that. And then I believe a week later, got accepted in. My time got me into this October's Chicago Marathon 2024, right? So I already did that, got the weekend already tied up in a bow. I recently signed up for the 5K, so finally did that. So we'll be doing both of those races that weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, there are more behind the scenes there at potential changes to my current schedule. Now I'm just going to leave it at that right now until I might be giving away too much, but until I talk to my head coach, I've already spoke to a couple of people about my decision. So we'll see what happens on that front there. So I will once the details come final, I will share those here on this podcast. But I'm going to leave y'all, the rest of y'all, in the dark right now. This is a 3-Wide podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, here in Kansas City, Missouri, as the hearing now that the train is off to the distance now here as we roll along. So obviously what I have not mentioned, and I didn't do a bracket, so that's why I probably haven't been watching too much college basketball. The NCAA men's and women's, and of course K-State women, I said on last week's episode, got eliminated last week in your own building. How'd you manage that? Still don't know how you managed to lose in your own building. There we have shout out to K-State Nation for showing up like y'all did. Incredible. At Bramlage, the atmosphere was right. Just like I thought it was. And, K-State just came up a little bit, the women I'm talking about, just came a little bit short. So, appreciate that. That's what I wanted to give y'all a shout out here on this podcast there. So, meanwhile, the Elite Eight, I'm recording this before the Elite Eight here in a little bit, actually. So, Alabama and UConn whipped up on Illinois last night in Alabama. 16 threes made to put them in the Final Four. Now, the other final equation, the Final Four, comes this afternoon. Purdue, the first game, Purdue. And when this comes out, the Final Four will be released. So you should already know the rest of this half. Purdue, Tennessee. Purdue is number one seed there. So they're looking to get to the Final Four. Duke, in the other game, taking on, which I believe, the Cinderella story. NC State, where in the world did it come from? 11 seed. So this is a ACC matchup here between Duke and NC State. So these two teams are pretty familiar. They're looking on as well. So yeah, absolutely. I'm anxious to see how that goes for both of them. And then of course tonight you have the NASCAR race there, Richmond. So I'll be tapping into that because we pretty much did everything. Because yes, it's Easter. Today so far has been laid back. Just nothing really planned. Just got down with a 4-mile run to finish up a tremendous mileage week. Too bad I'm racing next week, but that is the focus for me. I gotta get ready. I can't be running around. Running around Kansas City. Gotta get ready for that. Gotta peel back a little bit. At least for that. So there's that. But yeah, 60, yes, I ran 60. That's the first time in a couple weeks I've ran that many. Yeah, that many miles. And that's good. That's a good thing. Because I'm going to be doing that probably be a lot more. So yeah, better not give it away. Y'all have to stay tuned. But again, coming off of that, 60-mile weeks. This is first 60-mile week in two or three weeks. Yeah, something like that. So I'm happy with it. Very happy with it. And I got to scale back and get ready for Rock the Parkway next Saturday. This is going to be a big day all across the board there. So I'm really looking forward to it. Was a part of some emotional moments last year. Probably going to be some more this year. So I'm excited about it. And I was in more of a, I didn't know what to expect last year. Coming off of a 129 Liberty half. I never ran this race, I didn't know really what to expect from that. But I ran a crazy race, insane race, to the point that I get off to a fast start. I was able to maintain it. So, but for this year, for some reason, maybe there might be a game plan in there. I don't know. I don't know the exact game plan, what it is. If I did, I would tell you, but if I did, I wouldn't tell you anyways. But so we'll see. We'll see. It'll be interesting enough. But yeah, the NCAA Final Four will be official after today. I was going to say something else, and now I forgot it. Let's see. Oh, yeah. In that particular group today, this is the 3Y Podcast with EG. 3 here as we're closing in on in this episode. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Let's see. Who I want to get a shout out to? Oh, boy. But anyways, yeah. So in that, there were some good discussions in there between my brother, myself, and shout out Gary, Stacy from the NC, from the Northland, KC Running Company, Northland Group. I didn't even see this. I didn't even see the group until it scrolled up. Came up first in my groups, my group page on social media. So we definitely wanted to checked it out. It was a small group, understandable with the Easter holiday and everything else like that. So they thought they were going, we're going to dust them. I'm like, we're going to leave them. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. We will not do that. We're going to run with you. We're going to get to know you a little bit. Have good, and the conversation was tremendous. Gary, he ran grandma's last year at the same time I was. That was good. Found out about that. And we did talk about the Westport. We ended up talking about Westport, the 4-miler, which happened a few weeks ago. Did I recap that? I think I did. Yeah, I did. I did that. When you do a lot of these things, these podcasts, they all mesh together. So, but yeah, we did do that. So that if you're new to this podcast, you're wondering what took place there, along with the Scott Green Beard 10K run. That's just fantastic. I'm sorry. I just got a notification there, and I'll attend to that off the air. But so we chatted a little bit and whatnot. So we talked about grandma's. We did talk about Westport. That's where I left off. Westport. There we talked about a particular individual that I mentioned on a show before. One Christina Sharp. Shout out Christina Sharp. She was the overall female winner at Liberty. At Liberty a couple weeks ago, and I would assume she will be at Rock Parkway, I assume. I'm not taking this field lightly, because it brings the fastest of fast runners to this particular race. So, but I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll this thing, so we'll see what happens there as well. Let's see here. Let's talk. Oh yeah, Casey Current. We did discuss soccer. Day one yesterday. Let's see. Yeah, they beat Angel City FC last year, 4-2. In that match there. So Casey Current, I believe, is undefeated now. I might be wrong on that. I know we sat here on this podcast and talked Casey Current for a little bit. So they won our match yesterday. They told me Sporting KC also won yesterday, too, for that matter, as well. So let's check in. Since I mentioned Braves here in a bit, they're going to take game three, or not take, but play game three in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Let's check in with the Royals here real quick before we sign off here on this podcast here. Yep, I was right. Yep, I was right. So they are playing the Twins this weekend. To confirm that. And Gary. Shout out Gary again. He was going to go to that. So he was going to go to that game. The weather is going to hold up. Because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. We're discussing all things there. And the Royals. Ooh, I thought they won the first game. Guess not. But anyways. So they're opposite of the Atlanta Braves right now. They're 0-2. Twins have taken the first two games of that series. Looks like Kyle Singer is on the mound for Kansas City. Yep, as I'm looking at this now, again, when this podcast comes out, you'll know the results of this particular game. But the Twins are already taking the series, like the Braves taking the series away from Philadelphia in the National League East. So this is a AL Central game there as well. So I'm curious to see, you know, what happens. But I'll be flipping back and forth. But anyways, but yeah, so Liberty, it'll be interesting to see who shows up. I would assume, again, like I said at the top of this podcast today, we shouldn't act like here. We should be shocked about, that's not what I want. We shouldn't be sitting up here being shocked at people, because you run against the same people every week. Well, a lot of people race every week. I've taken a big step back in that and focus on other things. Yeah, I'm still getting my mileage in, which that's awesome. So I want to do more of that. Plus, find that. What did Kirk's cousin say? Newest quarterback in Atlanta Falcons want to find that balance. Well, I'm trying to find that balance right now, and that's why the decision I talked the conversation behind the podcast. The podcast is still going to move on like usual, but there are some races that are important, more important than others, right? People have their cause, people have their whys involved in that, and that's fine for everyone. Everyone has their purpose, everyone has their races, everyone has their meaning for why they're doing it. But and for me, it's fine. It's trying to find the balance, and yeah. So Alex just got done talking about he wants to be in more group runs. He has the same ideas as I do right now. So that's just as where we're at right now in the world of running, getting ready for this. It's biggest, one of the biggest half marathons in the Midwest right now. Rock the Parkway. So excited. If you wanted more information on that, go back in the same feed, the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Find last year's postcast of that. And yeah, I talk about it all there on that. So I'm definitely looking forward to see what car unfolds next Saturday at Rock the Parkway 2024. It's going to be a good damn time. That is for sure. The 3Y Podcast with EG3. Almost said NASCAR, but this is not NASCAR podcast. And this is the EG3 show of old, folks. The 3Y NASCAR. I did it again. The 3Y Podcast with EG3. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we do post content. Oh, I cannot talk this afternoon. I cannot talk. Whenever we do record content once a week. And there will possibly be a special guest episode. I don't know if it'll come out either be after Rock the Parkway or before it. So I'll see. We're still finalizing some things on that. So I'll let you know on that on next week's episode on that, the Rock the Parkway postcast episode. I'll let you know for sure. But I believe this particular person will love to be on this podcast. And this person will be the first interviewee since the Changing of the Guard of this podcast. So that person's going to be really thrilled about that. But again, the 3Y Podcast with EG3, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast as well. No racing this week. Getting ready for Rock the Parkway 2024 next Saturday. Cannot wait. War Parkway is going down. 5,000 people between the half marathon and 5K. Crowd's going to get hype. This is going to be something here next week. I cannot wait for that. But right now, we're going to wave the checkered flag on this episode. Appreciate you guys, ladies and gentlemen, so much. Apologize for the mismanaging of words today. But we got through it. We got through it. Enjoy the rest of your Easter weekend. Happy Easter to everyone out there. And again, if you liked what you were hearing in this podcast, make sure you tell a friend about the 3Y Podcast with EG3. And we're going to have, come up here soon, our first guest of this podcast. Cannot wait for that. For right now, that's going to wrap things up. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. We'll talk to y'all next week.